Did we stop? Okay, so... No?
Now, okay. So welcome everyone to my presentation about Cheetah. So I expect you come here because Cheetah is so nice animal. It's really fast, and that's usually what you expect from running another binaries from your language, because you don't want much overhead. And fast also in other meanings. You expect that it will be fast to write it. It will be also fast when you read it to recognize what it does. So it's also easy to read, easy to write. And don't forget, Cheetah is quite a dangerous animal. And also running binaries can be quite a danger, especially if you are passing some parameters and so on. So you should be careful. And we also have it this in mind when we start developing this Ruby gem. By the way, authors of this gem are David Majda and myself. And it's now, I think, 3 or 4 years old. But now we add some more new features, which I hope you find interesting. So, what we will talk about? At first, I will show you existing solutions in Ruby, because we are open source developers, so we like cooperate. So if there is existing solution that fits or just need a few adaptations, it's better to use existing one and cooperate with someone else who helps us to maintain it and also to use it, to document it, and we like to communicate. So I will compare existing solution and also explain why we don't choose it, because it's usually its design doesn't fit our needs. And that's hard to adapt design of other tools. Then I will show you some features of Cheetah. And last but not least, I will show you the last changes done in last half of a year. It's mainly a result of adapting Cheetah to be also used in Yast. So currently, there are some places in Yast that already use Cheetah for running binaries. So what's existing solutions? I will start from the most famous one in Ruby is using backticks. Backticks are easy to use. As you can see, you just place a command in backticks. It's shell expanded, so you can do any fancy stuff here, like redirecting outputs, piping, and such stuff. What's not so nice? It's not secure. The majority of security problems in Rails, in running some scripts, is from this backticks, because you just pass, if you see the second example and you just pass argument, then here can be anything, like just send pipe or some end command and then remove everything. So if you do this on your web pages, there is a big risk. It can fail. You need to manually handle it somehow. There's some libraries for it, like shell escape, that get string and then escape it. But even single place where you forget to escape it is your security problem. So for us, this is not secure by default. And second stuff we don't like much is checking errors. Errors is checked by global variable question mark. And then you need to check what's the exit status of this code and then react on it. And if you forget to check it, it can happen that you just ignore some errors and later you have bigger problems. So we prefer to fail quickly if something goes wrong. So another possible call is using system. System is more secure because it doesn't interpret string as shell command. It just sends these parameters to exec call. So if you write system get something, then each parameter is just only one parameter. So if you pass a parameter from your user, it's always just one parameter. No shell expansion, no more problems. But as you can see, the result is if a command ran correctly. But if you need to get your standard output or error output, you have to play with default streams that's attached to command, which is not so nice because you need to close existing ones, open new ones, that ideally do some string stream, capture it. So it's not easy to use and definitely not fast to write it correctly. So that's also why we don't like it so much. And also because it doesn't use exceptions, you can simply overlook that command failed. There's something more Linux specific, which is popen3, and there is also popen4 as gems. So it's not part of. I think popen3 is part of Ruby standard library and popen4 not. But as you can see, syntax, it's quite tricky. It opens some block and it passes a lot of streams. It also passes some thread object that holds its exit status, for example, after finishing of this command. It can allow some waiting. It allows some more interactive. But problem is it's quite low level. It's really quite one-to-one to Linux system call. So it's not so easy to use. One nice feature that it have, it can pass environment variable, which is quite useful if you programmatically run some script or some binary, that if you have different local, like you have Chinese user, so he have Chinese localies loaded, everything is shown in Chinese, and you want to parse some output of command. And if you get Chinese, I don't believe your program handle it nicely. So it's nice that you can pass, and I want to run it with standard locals, maybe also some secure one, like do not use display or use this display and so on. So it's quite nice that you can pass this environment, and it's changed only for this call. But as I said, its usage is not so easy to do it, and it's a lot of code. Yeah, and another nice library, it's called Cocaine. You maybe find this name familiar if you are drug users. So it's created by Tubot, which is one of companies that are quite famous in Ruby world. It's objects, which is quite different to other calls. That other libraries is just some calls. Cocaine is object oriented. You create some command, you can run it. It allows some parameters passing, which means you construct some command and set okay, and these two parameters are passed by user of this object. So you use run and pass, and I want these two parameters to be replaced. It uses exceptions, which is nice. So if something fails, you get exception, and it forces you to handle error states. If you don't do it, then you need to have some global handler, and it shows something goes wrong. So you quickly catch any problems. It looks quite promising for us, but the problem is that they have different focus. They really focused on reusable commands. That you have a command and then run it multiple times with different parameters and somehow capture objects and so on. And also it's quite controversial to add this gem to our enterprise distribution. It can cause some, jokes. So in the end, we decide we would like to have do it our way. And now let's show it if you think we are succeed. So for simple use cases, it's simple to use. As you see, the first line, it's basically same as system call. So you have each parameter is one argument. So no dependency injections. And it's simple get something. So even someone who don't know Cheetah can recognize what it probably do. And if you need output from this command, you just pass in second example is capture standard output. And it's returned. So the return value is standard output. It also supports streams. So if you have, for example, very big file and you need to process it by partial parts, then you can read just a few bytes, process it, and then continue. So it's you can see here, we open some file and then let some command do something with it. In this case, it's we write standard output to this file. So it's like capturing output in shell. You can also use it for standard input and error output. So if some command process by parts, you can pass, for example, some network stream or whatever streams you have in mind can be used for this stuff. It also supports pipes, which is except backticks, not other libraries support it. And again, we try to have a quiet, familiar syntax and easy to recognize. So probably even if you don't know much Cheetah, you can recognize that probably it runs some get command and then grab result for some keyword. So even I hope it's intuitive enough to recognize what it do. And at the end, we capture the result.
What's the message of error?
Yeah, good. So I repeat a question. What happens to standard error? We by default, we have a logging, which I will talk about next slide. So it's logged. Standard error, but if you don't want it to capture, it's not returned. And if you would like to have it, you can just write as another parameter standard error capture, and then it return a tuple, just two elements. So you write result comma error equal Cheetah run, and it will return you error output. So if you would like to have it, you can get it. And by default, we lock the outputs for it. Yeah. And as I already mentioned, there's some logging. So you see, by default, it uses Ruby logger interface. So you can register your own logger that you would like to get messages from Cheetah. And Cheetah then write, I run this command, it return this standard output, it return this error output, this exit codes, and so on. And of course, we use exceptions because we think it's much better to have it. It returns Cheetah execution failed if command output is non-zero. And I will talk later that for some commands it's not the perfect behavior, so we also slightly adapt it to fit needs. But by default, if you don't specify that you expect any error codes, it will raise exception that unexpected error code happen and probably something goes wrong. And this exception already contain, for example, standard error output. So you see what the program writes to our output. So that's features we have from beginning in Cheetah, and now what we also modified to be easier to use it in Yast, because Yast have some specific needs. So, few stuff. At first, you see, as I mentioned, there is some binaries that have expected error output exit status. Like if you grab something, then one means that the search pattern is not found. And it happened quite often, and usually it's not error. It's just, okay, we don't find it. So you can specify allow exit status one, and then it automatically adds to the return stuff what code it returns. So as you see in example code, it's just return the code because we only want exit status. But if you want also standard output on standard error, then the exit status is at last position. And as you can see, you can pass also more than just one integer. You can pass range, you can pass any array. You can pass also almost anything that responds to include method. And Cheetah just asks, is this exit status in this allowed one? And if it's include, then it's fine, okay. User expected, just return it. And if it's not, then it erases exception. Another feature is passing environment variable, because as I said, for example, in Yast we use it very often, because Yast is localized and we need to get some parsable output. So no Chinese, no Turkish or Spanish, just common English. And last but not least, we allow to run commands in change to root. It's very important for Yast, because during installation, you mount your target system and want to do there some stuff, like regenerate init rd and such stuff. So you need to run it in that different root. So you ensure that it run installed init make init rd and not the insys one, and so on. And in the end, because Cheetah already used some forking and such stuff, doing routing is very, very simple. It's just one call in a Ruby. The only drawback is that you have to be root to use this feature. So, but it's by default the permissions on Linux. So if you want to know more, there's more examples, more features that I don't mention here. You can go to Cheetah project, which is with libs on GitHub, under OpenSUSE umbrella. It's maintained. It's available currently in Tumbleweed. I think Leap 42.2. It's also, I think 42.1 doesn't have it, but I'm not sure. So, but for newer distributions, it's available and you can freely use it. Okay, so do you have any questions to this gem? Okay.
It's gem.
There's a microphone.
Maybe I go there.
No. Sorry. Does it work? Yes. This gem is also available in the Ruby distribution package manager, right?
Yes, it's available on rubygems.org. You can install it anywhere. It doesn't have any dependencies that's related to just OpenSUSE. It works on any Linux distribution. It where it doesn't work is Windows, because Windows doesn't have something like pipes and so on. We use some low-level Linux stuff. And also, I don't try it on any other Unixes. because it uses some calls that are part of Unix standards, but I worry there's also some stuff that's only Linux specific. So I don't try it on something like AIX or like
this. Okay, follow-up question. Do you have a preferred way of getting Cheetah, if it RubyGem or the zipper OpenSUSE? Are they equivalent? Yeah. Or?
They are basically equivalent. It depends, of course, where you need. It's usually very up-to-date, because as I am upstream and also maintainer in OpenSUSE, when I release new version, I also release new... I add it to build service. So it's there. Advantage of RPM is that it offers you when new version appears that you can do it, but of course you can do it in a gem by gem update. So they are quite equivalent. Also, we have nice feature in OpenSUSE that when we pack Ruby gems, we keep the gem data. So if you then use if you install other gem that depends on Cheetah, and if you Cheetah is installed via RPM, the gem packager still see the Cheetah, because when you use RPM, it also registers it into gem database on your PC. So basically, I recommend to use RPMs because it's easier to see it and to manage it in one tool, and also gems see gems installed via RPM, but not vice versa. If you install something via gem, the RPM doesn't know that you install it via gem. Okay, more questions? Okay, so I have one question. Who I convinced to try this gem? Hands up. Nice, 6 new users of Cheetah. Great. So thanks for your attention, and you can contact us as I'm part of YAS team. The easiest way is to contact whole YAS team on Freenode on our mailing list. And at the end, I would like to thanks Richard Brown for creating these nice templates, because my usual slides are just white ones. So thanks to him, and thanks to you.